taking a photo of yourself? They call it a selfie. I can't even say the word without sweating. I can't stand the word. I call it taking a lonely. Do you know how alone you gotta be? That you can't find anybody to take a photo?
Sebastian Maniscalco is bringing his Aren't You Embarrassed national tour to the Egg in Albany on Saturday, February 13th. The comedian will be doing two shows at 7 and 9:30. Sebastian's specialty is saying what we're all thinking, but when he says it, it is pretty funny. He has also just been seen in Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. He has several movies coming out this year, a comedy special, a book. There's a lot going on in his life, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Sebastian Maniscalco to the roundtable this morning. Sebastian, thank you very much for being with us. Nice to have you here.
No, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, it's nice to have you on the program. What has the last year been like for you? It seems like it's certainly been a good role.
It's been great. Just for myself, we're moving into the theater realm of things. I'm coming off comedy clubs in 2015, and now we started this theater tour in 2016. And just excited to be doing like larger rooms and coming out to the Egg in Albany, New York. I've never been to Albany, so this is going to be a treat for me. So last year's been great. I just got done with Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld. That aired last week, and it's getting a lot of traction online. And I really enjoyed hanging out with Jerry and a 69 Camaro getting a cup of coffee.
I really enjoyed that episode. It's very, very funny. And it seemed to me as though, and I watch that whenever a new episode is posted, and it seems that Jerry was very comfortable with you and also that was greatly enjoying your company.
Yeah, well, thanks for saying that. We had a great time. It was like hanging out with an old friend. I mean, I just met Jerry Seinfeld last year, and we became kind of fast friends. He was at a comedy club that I happened to be at the time, and he saw one of my sets and really enjoyed what I was doing on stage. And, I felt like I was hanging out with an old buddy, and I'm glad I came across on camera because I not only felt comfortable with him, I think he felt comfortable with me, and it was great. So I really enjoyed it.
So now my wife, we had a problem, and I told my wife, this is how we're going to handle it. We're killing these things. But she's like, no, now we got to call a service. So now I got to get a guy to come out, the traps all over my yard.
Right.
Safe and peanut butter.
Organic.
$35 peanut butter.
We're going to relocate.
Relocate.
Yeah.
And again, it comes from this Sicilian upbringing about not trusting anybody. The guy said, I go, where are you taking these things? He goes, I take them to Malibu and I let them go. Now I'm thinking this guy goes around the block, lets the thing out, and he's making the same, he's making $75 in the same possum. So the first one we catch, I spray paint it. I tag it, I spray paint it orange. And he comes and goes, I've never seen an orange one before. I said, yeah, if I see it again, we're gonna have a problem. Now take this thing on vacation.
It seems like you have similar sensibilities in the sense of how you entertain an audience, of what the important aspects are.
Yeah, you know what? I grew up watching Jerry Seinfeld, so he was one of kind of my inspirations. I loved his humor as far as being clean and observational, very relatable. You know, when I was growing up, I used to watch his comedy and go, I do that, or I've seen that, and I've kind of done the same thing with my stand-up, where I'm drawing from everyday life experiences where people could, you know, relate to it. And I find that the relatable humor is the funniest. The truth is always the funniest, and I kind of speak the truth. So that's kind of what I do on stage. Plus, I like to be very animated and kind of get my message across using physical humor. Growing up in an Italian family, you always had to use an arm or a head twitch or whatever it was to kind of convey your message, not only verbally but physically. So I've incorporated that into my act, and I think a lot of people gravitate towards it.
Half Italian, half Sicilian, and I assume that plays a very large role in who you are, not only as a person, but as a comedian as well.
Of course. I mean, I grew up, my father came, American Dream story, came here when he was 15 years old with his family from Sicily and, ended up being a hairdresser. My grandfather was a barber, and my father was a hairdresser, owned three salons in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. So, you know, that work ethic of immigrants coming here and starting a life for themselves, not really knowing the language or anything, and then succeeding here in America definitely played a huge role in my upbringing, and not only my upbringing, but as you said, now my stand-up comedy where, you know, I mean, growing up with immigrant parents, you definitely have a different way of looking at the world just because they kind of brought those old world values and morals and what have you to the States and infused it into their family. So that's definitely a big, big draw for me when I'm talking about the stuff on stage.
How many years have you been doing stand-up comedy?
Well, I came to L.A. from Chicago in 1998 and, got a job working at the Four Seasons Hotel as a waiter, which I worked there for 7 years. And then 2005 started doing it strictly for a living. So I've been at it for about 18 years now. And, it's a long road. You got to be patient. This stuff doesn't happen overnight. At least for me, it hasn't. It's just been one of those things where you keep pounding the pavement, and each year you get better, and maybe you get, first starting out, you get one late night show a year, and then you get two, and then you get a movie here, you get a movie there. It starts to expand, and that's where we're at now. We're hitting the masses.
How many years have you been married?
I got married, been 2.5 years almost.
Okay.
So, my wife is Spanish and Jewish, which is another good topic for conversation when talking about comedy. Me being from an Italian Catholic family and now kind of being infused into this Jewish family and the different cultures and the religion and, you know, I make a joke about Passover, going to the Passover meal, that there's no food. I mean, there's nothing. There's crackers and leaves on the table. And it's like, I come from a family where, you run into food every 2 feet. There's a plate anywhere. We don't even wait for dinner. You're constantly eating. The whole day's a meal.
Who do you think impacts who more when it comes to the backgrounds of that Spanish Jewish background impacts you more, or that your Sicilian Italian background impacts her?
Oh, definitely the Sicilian Italian outweighs anything. You think that
so?
My wife said,
yeah.
Yeah. We are so opinionated as a family, my family, where my wife's family is a little bit more reserved and they're quiet and they might not talk about certain things. My family, we talk about everything. I mean, from death to, what's in the will to who's getting buried where, it's like topics that maybe most families don't talk about. We talk about, and we're very honest with each other. So that honesty is so in your face and kind of brash at times. If you're not used to that, you definitely get overpowered by it. So, my family is a huge influence.
Can you be a good stand-up comedian and come from like a normal family background?
I always thought I came from a normal family. It just so happened to be that I'm funny. I mean, you hear a lot about comedians having a dark past or, being in an abusive relationship with parents or drug addict, whatever it might be. I mean, I don't know. I grew up in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. I had a nuclear family, and not to say that we were normal, but I mean, I don't know. I felt like I had a normal upbringing. I went to college. I graduated. And I just so happened that I got into the entertainment business because I enjoyed making people laugh. I don't know. I'd like to think that I'm from a normal family, but who knows? So what's normal nowadays?
You mentioned a moment ago that the sequence of things that happened to you along the way, and one of them is the late night shows. What was your first late night show?
It was The Late Show with Craig Kilborn. And now that I look back on it, I walked out on that TV set to do my first set on live television, and my eyes looked like I was a deer in headlights. It was one of those experiences where, you know, I never did it before, and anytime you do something for the first time, it's a little nerve-wracking. But yeah, it was with Craig Kilborn, and since then I did Leno and Fallon and Conan. So yeah, but that first time is always a little anxiety-ridden.
Is it a comfortable crowd? Do they want to laugh when you come out? I mean, it's different than a club scene, isn't it?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, 5 minutes on a late show is not enough time for me.
Yeah.
My comedy is kind of like baking a souffle. It needs time to kind of, you know, marinate and bake. And the 5 minutes that you get there, you got to kind of speed it up. And I'm not like a speed guy. My comedy is based on stories and a point of view, and it's hard to kind of shove that all in the 5 minutes they give you. So definitely prefer live performance where I could kind of spread my wings and kind of give the audience a beginning, middle of an, and an end, not just like a 5 minute snippet.
So as I mentioned, you're out on tour, and as you said from the beginning, you're doing theaters now, leaving the comedy clubs. So the double question of what will you miss and what will you not miss about the club circuit?
Well, it's a good question. I love the clubs. I mean, the intimate setting for number one. I mean, if you're performing in front of 300 people, it's a very intimate setting, and the whole audience is going to get your small gestures that you might make on stage or a quick eye movement. Like, they're going to see it. So I'm going to miss those small, intimate crowds. But then when you move into a theater, the behavior in a theater opposed to a club is a lot different. I mean, as far as people drinking and, you know, bachelorette parties coming in with, you know, various things taped to their head, you know, you don't really see that in a theater environment. It's more of a behaved crowd, and they're there to laugh and enjoy the show, where you might get people in a club that are there, you know, it just seems a little bit more of a rowdier experience. So the theater definitely plays to my advantage of people being there to really enjoy the show.
Do you want a sitcom?
Yeah, well, we're have a script over at NBC right now, and hopefully we'll find out. So, yeah, I do have a script over there with them. It's loosely based on my life. It incorporates my beautiful wife and my father. So it's kind of a story about me taking these old world school values that I grew up with and now meeting a woman who is very, you know, not from that environment, and it causes a little friction. So it's funny, and I hope it gets picked up.
That would be something you would enjoy doing, you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the next step for me is definitely breaking into the television realm, as well as films. I just shot 3 films last year that will be out in 2016 and 17. So I got the movie bug. So yeah, I'm a creative guy. I like showing my comedy off, not only in stand-up but other situations such as acting. So yeah.
So you've got a comedy special you're going to film in May, right, at the Beacon Theater?
Yes.
And then you got the book coming out in the fall.
Yeah.
And that's a memoir and cookbook? What else?
Well, it's not a cookbook.
Food?
It's got a food element. This, being Italian and growing up in this Italian family, food has always been a huge part of my life. And even now with my wife, we go out, and I wouldn't call us a foodie, so I can't stand that word.
No, I
almost hate it as much as selfie. Basically anything with an IE, I can't stand. I always just say I'm not a foodie, I'm hungry. I'm constantly hungry. So the book is a memoir about my life with the importance of how food played a huge part in my life, not only growing up and food being the conduit to family discussions and bringing the family together, but now me and my wife kind of taking on that same tradition and molding our family around good food.
Sebastian Maniscalco will bring his Aren't You Embarrassed national tour to the Egg in Albany on Saturday, February 13th for two shows at 7 and 9:30 at the Egg in Albany. Go to theegg.org, theegg.org. Sebastian Maniscalco, a great pleasure to have you on the program. We'll be delighted to have you in town. Thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, and enjoy your week.
Great. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Again,
Sebastian Maniscalco will be at the Egg on the 13th of February for two shows, 7 and 9:30. You can find out more by going to theegg.org.
Your bag is 2 pounds over. You're going to have to take 2 pounds out of your bag. Now, like an idiot, I got to open up my bag in front of 187 people. I don't know what 2 pounds is. I'm taking out a boot, a sock, toothpaste. Is this 2 pounds? Does anybody know what 2 pounds is? They're gonna charge me an extra $8,000. You think the boot's a half a pound? I go, where do you want me to put this? She's like, put that in your carry-on. I said, it's still going on the plane.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.